Thank you and good morning. You can expect very wet conditions this morning as rain continues to come down across the region. The National Weather Service reported that Crescent City got a daily record amount of rain on Thursday with a total of 2.37 inches, easily breaking the previous mark of 1.87 set in 1997. Residents locally can expect a lot of water on local roadways, and the rain has been very heavy at times this morning. The Weather Service has forecasted rainfall totals of between 6 to 8 inches in the coming days, and localized flooding remains a concern as creeks and streams rise and water pools on roadways and in low-lying areas. No local rivers other than the Smith and Del Norte are expected to reach flood stage, although the Mad, Eel, and Van Dusen could reach monitor stage, according to the Weather Service. The County Department of Health and Human Services issued a press release earlier this week that highlighted the county's Transportation Assistance Program, TAP. That program assists those who have found themselves stuck in Humboldt County without the resources to get home. The TAP program is a one-time relocation program, and to be eligible, an applicant must be 18 years of age, among other requirements. Those who qualify receive a one-way non-refundable bus ticket to their destination or gas money and a meal allowance if they own a car and can travel on their own. Since the program was instituted in 2006, more than 2,200 people have been approved for TAP, and the DHHS works with dozens of local organizations to connect with those who need its services. CAL FIRE officials are investigating a house fire that destroyed a residence and a travel trailer at a property in the 600 block of Patrick Points Drive. The fire began late Tuesday night, and fire crews were on scene through Wednesday morning. The fire displaced a family after the house and trailer were considered total losses, and the Red Cross was on scene to assist. Fire companies from CAL FIRE, Arcata, Blue Lake, Fieldbrook, and West Haven responded to the incident, and the cause remains under investigation. Jordan Christmas has news from Congressman Huffman's office.
Local health centers in Humboldt and Mendocino counties are slated to receive federal grant funding for the 2016 year. In an announcement this afternoon, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services will distribute a little over $2 million to the Open Door Community Health Centers in Arcata, while the Mendocino Community Health Clinic in Ukiah will receive $1.7 million in funding. The funding comes as a part of a $4.4 million grant, and the rest of the funding will be distributed to health centers in Marin and Sonoma counties.
Thank you, Jordan. A Eureka police officer on patrol in the overflow parking lot of the Bayshore Mall contacted two men standing near a pickup truck on Wednesday morning. The officer ran Maggie, the canine, around the vehicle, and the dog hit on an odor. A search of the pickup truck revealed a loaded AR-15 rifle and a small amount of marijuana. The two men, 42-year-old Larry Boone and 43-year-old Jordan Kowitz Bennett, both of Sacramento, were arrested and booked on several charges, including being felons in possession of a firearm. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Schools Board of Education held a study session last week to discuss the fate of the gymnasium on the campus of Eureka High School. The school board's latest budget has earmarked just over $8 million to be used for the gym, but that dollar figure is far below current estimates of how to upgrade the existing building, build a new gym, or form some sort of hybrid between old and new construction, as Superintendent Fred Van Vleck explains.
To go in and bring the current Eureka High School gym up to today's standards, just over $19 million. To come in and build a new gymnasium, that gym would cost just over $15 million. And then the third option was some sort of hybrid in between. The price tag on that one, full boat, is about $17 million.
Van Vleck also discussed the worth in memories and the history that the gym holds for generations of Eureka students and graduates, but he did provide some anecdotal support for new construction as opposed to remodeling the existing building.
In formal conversations around the community, I've asked many groups and the question of, all things being equal, if the price was the same for a new gym versus modernizing the old gym, what would you select, keep the old gym or build a new gym? And I would say somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 8 out of 10 people say, build a new gym.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Van Vleck by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.